few weeks. You'll be needing this book, One. And so if you don't have it, please get it in the back. If you don't, actually, Pastor Gene, can you bring some? If you don't have it, just lift your hand in the air. And we're going to be going through this time of Lent. And throughout this time, our leaders, our board members, will be sharing the devotional. And so this morning, Charles Hahn is going to lead us. All right.
Thank you, Pastor Sam. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Charles Hahn. Happily serving on the board of SV. Before I start, I just, for those of you who don't know, that my father passed away early January, and I just want to firstly thank the church. Thank you guys. Thank you for your prayers. Really means a lot to me and my family during this time. I'm actually going back to California again this week, so just want to come in and say really thank you for all of you. Really meant a lot to me, the emails, the support, Pastor Sam. So really thank you from the bottom of my heart. So today is Ash Wednesday, and as Pastor Sam had mentioned, you know, a fairly significant day, but maybe before we start, why don't I say a quick prayer for us. Dear, thank you, God, for this time of Lent and commemorating this Ash Wednesday. We ask for penitent and repentant hearts during this time, and we ask for forgiveness. We thank you, Christ, for what you've done for us on the cross. And we thank you for this during this time of fast, and we just ask for us to deepen our walk with you, O Lord. We thank you for this opportunity of gathering together this morning as a church body during this time of Lent, and we just thank you for everything you've done. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, getting back to Ash Wednesday, the actual definition of Ash Wednesday is in the calendar of the Western Christianity, it's the first day of Lent, and it occurs 46 days before Easter. It is a movable fast, falling on a different date each year because it is dependent on the date of Easter. It can occur as early as February 4th, or as late as March 10th. So according to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus spent 40 days fasting in the desert before the beginning of his public ministry, during which he endured temptation by Satan. Ash Wednesday also marks the beginning of this 40-day liturgical period of prayer and fasting. So another aspect of Ash Wednesday is that it's a day of repentance, and it marks the beginning of Lent. Ashes were used in ancient times, according to the Bible, to express mourning, and dusting oneself with ashes was the penitent's way of expressing sorrow for sins and faults. So an example in the scriptures, if you have your Bible, you can turn to Job 42:3-6. So once again, the scripture verse is Job 42:3-6, and this is an example in the scriptures. And I'll read it out loud. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear now, and I will speak. I will ask you, and you instruct me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I retract, and I repent in dust and ashes. So, just to touch upon it on this significant day, to kick off Ash Wednesday, we just ask that, you know, our hearts be repentant and penitent during this time, during the 40 days leading up to Easter. So, can we say amen to that? Okay, great. So, let's read the passage out loud. I'll just start reading it. The passage today is from Mark 1:1-8, and in the devotional, it says the following: The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandal. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And then in the rest of the devotional, the pastor who had written this, by the way, you know, this idea of the Hong Kong pastors coming together and putting this devotional together, I think it's, you know, an incredible idea. Shows a lot of unity within Hong Kong as a Christian community. So I just really commend the pastors, Pastor Sam as well, on that. So getting back to the passage, John the Baptist here was a messenger that opened up the way for Jesus Christ. He was, quote-unquote, a trumpet voice for someone else, and it would be humbling for anybody to be second, but according to John, John understood what his purpose was. His purpose was clear, and that was to prepare a way for Jesus, and he faithfully undertook that. So if you look at some of the questions, they're very deep and contemplative. So as we go on, some of the questions that say, what about us? Are we offering our lives to God? Say, use me as you see fit. Are we messengers of the greatest news ever given to this world? Are we willing to prepare the way to be second? As we begin this journey toward the cross and resurrection, we should ask if our lives are marked with and for Christ. Is he first? Are we known as his in such a way that others see us, him in us? So, Jeremy Lin. I was at a dinner crowd last Friday, crowd full of 500 people at the Four Seasons, and it's a really nice venue. And an executive board member of this bank is about to welcome the crowd. He gets up on stage, and he's about to give his speech. And he, looking very serious, looks at the crowd and goes, "Hello, good morning, good evening. My name is Jeremy Lin." So everybody starts laughing because this guy actually happened to look like Jeremy Lin. Literally, it was a very close resemblance of him. So in any case, Jeremy Lin is literally on the lips of everybody in this world right now. By the way, did you happen to see that Knicks and Mavericks game? Just insane. Absolutely insane. But, it was an incredible game, by the way. But if you haven't heard of Jeremy Lin, you're probably living on another planet. Excuse, I'm just kidding about that. But for those of you who don't know, Google him. Seriously, Google him. Check out his testimony. We actually have it on the SP website. And, what you can do is, it's actually the abridged version. So if you go to YouTube, you can actually check out his full testimony. There are two parts to it. So it's really, this guy is an amazing guy. People say his commercial potential is already worth $1 billion. And this is literally after 17 days of starting to play in the NBA. So the other part of his testimony is that he wants to become a pastor one day. So I grew up in New York, and anybody from New York that's a Knicks fan, seriously, it's been so difficult to be a Knicks fan for the last 20 years. It's just incredibly, it was a struggle. They're always an underdog, and one of the, they're always at either about to make the playoffs or at the finals, and they're always met with defeat. So it's really incredible to watch and see finally the Knicks really coming around this time. So I've been secretly a Knicks fan for a long time, and now we're all pretty happy about Jeremy. But last Wednesday we were at House Church, and we started discussing Jeremy Lin. For 30 minutes, we were just kept on the discussion, and we probably could have done the whole House Church on Jeremy Lin. but we just decided to cut it close. And, you know, people are saying this guy is just a humble guy, and he's always giving credit to his team members. Even fellow NBA stars are actually rooting for him, Twittering how great he is and really cheering him on. And this is for a guy that's only 23 years old. You know, personally, I have a lot to learn from him. So after house church on Wednesday, I was thinking, well, okay, I want to know a little bit more about this guy. So I started watching some of his post-game interviews, and he talks about the game, giving a lot of credit to his teammates, and he always, one of the things he says, he's always glorifying God. He was like, I thank God for this game. I thank God for this win. I thank my Lord Jesus Christ for this win. And it's just, I was like, wow, this guy's pretty incredible. I mean, always glorifying God, always giving credit to God. And I was thinking, you know, Jeremy, like John the Baptist, was incredibly humble, putting himself second to God and Jesus Christ. And I thought to myself, am I like Jeremy in the workplace, giving credit to my teammates and colleagues? Have I been glorifying God and giving it all to him and putting myself second? You see, I've been thinking a lot about work these days because I'll be starting a new role in March. And prior to me joining this new organization, I'm asking myself, well, how can I glorify God through my new role? How can I spread the news of Jesus Christ in the workplace? You know, I thank God for my new role, my new job. I mean, that in itself is a testimony, but as I'm preparing for this new role, these are some of the questions that are lingering in my mind. I also ask myself, in my last job, was I a good witness? And, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well did I glorify God's name? Yeah, I mean, people at work knew I was a Christian. But honestly, if I were to rate myself, I'd probably rate myself a 2 or 3 in terms of glorifying God as a Christian. So I'm using this time off and really using it as a time of introspection and learning from this mistake and saying, in my next job and my next role, I'll make sure to glorify his name, evangelizing and being a better witness, and doing it in a way that it's not offensive, just like Jeremy Lin has been doing, and he's been putting himself second. So as an aside, I remember PSAM saying that if Michael Jordan ever became a Christian, you know, what would happen? Well, here's your answer. So yesterday I was talking to a real estate agent who happens to be a non-believer. And again, the topic of Jeremy Lin came up. Basketball, et cetera. He's like, yeah, I love basketball. And, you know, he goes, the world needs more people like Jeremy Lin. And I was like, well, why do you think that's the case? And he's like, well, he's a feel-good story. He's incredible. And I said, did you realize that this guy's a Christian? And the agent's like, of course, he prays in the beginning of each game and during halftime as well. And so when he told me this, I actually didn't know that. But then I paused and thought and stayed, and I was like thinking, okay, well, you know, his performance and why he's doing so well, that's because of God. You understand that, right? And he's like, yeah, that's true. It has to be God. So this guy was a non-believer and saying, yeah, this has to be God. And, you know, it's just incredible. Jeremy Lin understands he can make an impact like that. But what I'm here to say to all of us is that all of us can make that sort of impact, bring others to God in Christ Jesus. And, you know, yesterday another Christian brother I know said, Jeremy is an inspirational guy and makes me work harder as a Christian for my calling at work, which ultimately for all of us really is to give glory to God's name. And so Jeremy Lin, although he's, you know, an exceptional story, you know, all of us can make that same type of impact, particularly in our own circle of influence. So that's my little message here today. And so I think do we sing a song now? Or so as Monica starts to play a song, let's think about some of the questions in the devotional really think to yourself some of these questions that are very, what about us? Are we offering our lives to God, saying, use me as you see fit? Are we willing to prepare the way to be second? Is he first? Are we known as his in such a way that others see him in us? So, think about that as we sing this song. Thank you.
Continue to prepare our hearts as we pray and you know, remind ourselves, you know, as Charles shared, thanks Charles, you know, one of the reasons why John was able to come second and in his heart is he knew who he was. You know, he had probably one of the most profound lines in the New Testament, and he said, he must increase and I must decrease. Right? And it was in John lifting up Jesus, right, lifting him up, and then decrease happened. It doesn't work the other way. You try to decrease yourself, doesn't mean God increases. But when God increases, when we lift God up before anything else, we automatically decrease. And so let's just go before the Lord and think about our identity. And you know, John was a man, he had nothing to prove to anybody. He knew who he was. He knew his purpose in his life. And so coming second, third, fourth, it meant nothing. It was meaningless to him. In that same way, do we also know our purpose? Do we know our identity in Christ? Do we have something to prove? I just encourage you to just go before the Lord. And let's just talk to him about that in our lives right now. Let's pray over our community that are going through illnesses and diseases. And let's continue to pray for our members of our families that have cancer, others that are going through growths, and others that are going through chemotherapy or radiotherapy. Let's just ask God to continue to touch them and heal them and comfort them and just continue to bring them closer and closer to God. And let's pray for these on the list here. Let's pray for our members of our family that are sick but also need to come before the Lord Jesus. Let's pray for those that are sick on this list and those that are looking for work. If I could also add on there Jamie Donaldson and his son Ethan. They're both sick with very high fevers right now. And Jamie's mom last week just had a very sharp pain in her kidneys while she was gardening. And she's not doing very well in New Zealand right now, so they ask for our prayers. So let's lift them up as we pray for our people on the list as well. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Pastor Oh and Pastor Tang at New Life Church, and pray for the orphanage. Pray for Grace Chung and Bloom. And let's also pray for the Philippines and pray for our clinic and Elder Chung and for Bhutan, and ask the Lord to continue to open doors in this country for us. And let's just lift up and ask God's hand to be upon these three countries and its people. Let's pray for our church ministries. Let's pray for Matt and the IP team, intercessor prayer team, and pray for Leanne and Cascade. Pray for Larry and the Well, and pray for Pastor Sophia and the local outreach. Let's lift up these ministries and, you know, where they bring the word of healing, the word of salvation. Let's pray for a real anointing to continue to flow through each of these volunteers. Let's pray. Pray for our house churches. Let's pray for Causeway Bay, McDaddy, McRobinson, Tregunter, and Waterfront, Kowloon. Let's ask God's hand to be with the leaders and the discussions tonight. And yes, the real presence of God would come and really touch people and transform them as they come together as iron sharpens iron. Let's pray for our meetings tonight. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you, Lord, today. We thank you for the example of John the Baptist, Lord God, that, Lord, he knew who he was, God, in such a way, Lord, that becoming second, third, God, was meaningless to him, Lord. That all he wanted is to follow the purposes of God, to be faithful to the call that you've given to him. And we pray, God, that we would have that same heart, God, that we would be faithful, Lord, to prepare the way of the Lord. Not our way, God. Not our agenda, God, but your agenda. And so truly, Father God, increase, and Lord, we must decrease. And so we thank you, Father. Watch over us, Lord, the rest of this day. Lord, help us to walk into the full purposes of God in our lives today. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.